This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 4th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote yesterday. And Republicans are getting ready to pull the nuclear option on full Senate confirmation. Only 3 Democrat senators have announced their willingness to back the president's candidate, and 41 Democrat senators have agreed to filibuster the nomination. 2 middle school moms were not happy when they heard that their 7th grader sons were being indoctrinated in Islam at Chatham Middle School in New Jersey. The teacher instructed the students with the phrase, quote, "May God help us all find the true faith, Islam," unquote. Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Law Society, told The Worldview that this sort of thing is increasingly common in public schools today.
This situation is not uncommon at all. It's happening all across the country, where the public school system now is becoming a pro-Islamic voice and is endorsing Islam over all the other religions. In a general way, the courts have said school districts may not endorse or appear to endorse a specific religion.
Thompson also said that Christianity would never be tolerated in public schools, noting that Islam is being taught as the only religion in these cases.
Normally, that's been used when school systems have tried to put up Ten Commandment plaques on walls or school prayer or Bible reading. There appears to be a double standard when it comes to Islam.
And finally, Thompson warned that parents need to be aware of what their children are being taught.
One of the things that parents have to do is become more and more aware of what their children are learning in school. The parents cannot just look at a textbook. What is going on in many instances is the resource materials that the teachers use that are not even included in the curriculum or not presented to parents.
The Kansas legislature was unable to override the governor's veto yesterday on a bill that would have expanded Medicaid funding in the state and provided funding for Planned Parenthood. The Kansas House of Representatives came just 3 votes short. The additional health care funding would have added $100 million to the Kansas state budget for fiscal year 2018 and 2019. Health insurance companies have pushed for these expansion bills to enable more federal subsidies for people who enroll in Obamacare. Subway is not pulling its ads from a new sitcom called The Mick, despite the Parents Television Council's encouragement to do so. The pro-family group has criticized the Fox sitcom for its celebration of almost every type of perverted sexuality. In an interview with the Christian Post, the Parents Television Council president Tim Winters said, quote, "The show itself has some of the most irresponsible content we have seen on primetime broadcast television in a long time," unquote. 10% of Americans say they love Jesus, but they do not go to church anymore, up from 7% 12 years ago. According to Barna's recent stats, 31% of Americans are practicing Christians, attending church at least once a month, although 73% of Americans still call themselves Christians. But Jesus said, "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Matthew 7:22-23. Australia continues to liberalize its abortion laws. The Northern Territory has now legalized abortion. Given that the new law will go into effect in July, the district government will allow RU486 abortions and surgical abortions in specialized clinics up to 24 weeks of gestation. Tasmania, Victoria, and Western Australia already allow abortion on demand for children who have been in utero as long as 4 to 5 months. South Australia and Queensland maintain the most restrictions on abortion. World Magazine reports on the regrets of those who have lived the transgendered life. citing statistics of suicide rates 20 times higher among transgender adults who have undergone hormone therapy and sex reassignment surgery. World interviewed Robert Wenham, who has repented of his transgender surgery. He warned others tempted to pursue this route, saying, quote, "I want to shake them and scream, you don't know what you're doing. You're giving your family up for something that's not real. But I also know how powerful that feeling is because I went through it. It's almost demonic," unquote. Then he quoted the words of Jesus from John 8:32, "The truth shall set you free." The grandfather of one of the three delinquents shot to death while breaking into a home in Oklahoma told the press that his grandson, quote, "did not need to die," unquote. He called the burglary attempt, quote, "stupid," unquote. The boys, 16, 17, and 19 years old, were all killed when the son of the homeowner shot the family's AR-15, according to Tulsa 8 News. Proverbs 1:15 through 19 says, "My son, do not walk in the way with them, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of the owners." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.